did the 14th century witch Griselda use to cure the plague? Oh, this is so easy.
Canola oil.
I'm Newt.
No, it's... I have Newt.
One more and we win. Woo-hoo!
Three. Famous witches in history.
Who was the first witch to transport herself using something other than a broom?
Easy. Hermia von Bieberstein. Or is it Stein?
It's wrong, is what it is. It was I.
Aunt Irma.
I rode a large Brazil nut.
Perhaps you could replace Hildy as my partner.
Silence, V-Trap. I didn't come here to play games. I came to see my favorite niece.
Why, thank you, Aunt Irma.
I was talking about Sabrina. Dear, have you given any thought to your future?
Well, yes. As you know, I'm a journalism major, and one day I...
Silence! I've found an eligible young witch in the other realm who's going to be your husband.
What?
Aunt Irma, we don't do arranged marriages in this realm.
Or this century.
Oh, you don't, do you?
However, if you picked him out, I'm sure he's lovely.
And charming, just like you.
I thought you'd see it my way. I'll send him by tomorrow.
An arranged marriage? How could you sell me out like that?
It was you or the omelet pan. Nice choice.
Agreed to have a marriage arranged for me with a complete stranger.
Mazel tov. Now whose role is it?
Honey, don't worry. We're not gonna let Aunt Irma marry you off. We just have to play her game for a little while. Make her think her opinion counts.
All you have to do is meet the guy. Go out with him a couple of times.
But I have a boyfriend and Josh doesn't really like me to date.
This will all be over before you know it. Aunt Irma will find someone else's life to meddle in and she'll forget all about you.
What makes you so sure she'll lose interest?
Experience. Aunt Irma tried to marry off Hilda and me countless times. She gave up on us centuries ago.
As did every man in both realms.
Let me guess. You've become a cat burglar.
Guess again. I've signed up for a class. 23 lithe, long-legged ladies and me.
And this class is what? Intro to Delusions and Fantasies?
Ballet. Which in my case may be the same thing.
Where'd these come from?
Me. Hi, Sabrina. I'm Peter. You're Aunt Irma sent me.
Oh, I won't hold that against you. Look, I'm sure you're a really nice guy.
I'm sure you're nice, too.
But I have to be honest with you. I don't want to marry you. Really?
This is great.
Oh, I only agreed to meet you to get Aunt Irma off my back.
Tell me about it. She said if I didn't meet you, she'd turn me into a dung beetle.
Wow, I'm flattered. Look, until the smoke clears, let's just tell Aunt Irma we're dating. But we can't actually date because I have a boyfriend.
Oh, that works for me.
Sabrina, have you seen my black tights? I've looked everywhere for them. They couldn't have just walked away.
Don't be so sure.
It's like you finally find a pair that fits and... Hi.
Hi.
Roxy, this is Peter. Peter Roxy. He's an old family friend.
Hi.
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 Hi. Okay, well, that about covers introductions. Roxy, aren't you late for class?
Hi.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Who is that?
Therapists have been trying to solve that mystery for 19 years. Well, I'm glad you and I have this situation under control. You know, maybe we can not go out next Wednesday night.
Perfect. I won't pick you up at 7. See ya.
Or not.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I want you to know I have other words in my vocabulary besides hi.
I figured. I'm guessing you're a woman who speaks her mind and doesn't let anyone push her around.
And I'm guessing you're pretty smart if you got all that from hi. You know, I've never done anything like this before, but would you ever maybe want to go out with me? I'm hoping that's a yes.
I've always loved the dance, but from afar. I wanted to get closer to the process.
So, which dancers do you admire most?
I'd have to say Rudolf Nureyev and Celtic Cheerleader number 6.
Miles' dance class seems to be working out.
Oh, man, I should have taken a dance class in college. I could have met tons of hot-looking dance education specialists. Bye.
Oh, no. And Hilda, did you see who Roxy just walked in with? That's Peter. That's the guy Aunt Irma wants me to marry.
Wow, you're lucky. Wow, Roxy's lucky.
Oh, no, if Aunt Irma finds out about this, she's going to be furious.
Honey, calm down. This is Roxy we're talking about. She's a walking man repellent. They'll be broken up by dessert. See for yourself.
Dessert?
No, thank you. I've already got mine.
Oh, that is so cute.
This relationship must be destroyed.
Aunt Zelda, what are we going to do?
I've got it. I'm going to distract Aunt Irma by getting her to fix up Cousin Desperata. And you're going to do whatever it takes to break up those two.
Yeah, that should be easy. Got a crowbar? Wow, you look amazing. Where are you going?
Peter's taking me to Umberto's for dinner.
Speaking of Peter, are you sure he's right for you? I mean, I know he's a really nice guy and all.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, great. But aren't things moving a little fast? I mean, it's almost like your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Sabrina, we are boyfriend and girlfriend.
See? Hi.
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 Not a real verbal relationship.
Sabrina, tell me again why I have tickets to a basketball game, but I'm at a snotty French restaurant.
Because you love me, and I drove. Couldn't you have left your finger in the car?
Are you nuts? You think I'm gonna leave something like this for the valet to get his hands on?
And I check your finger.
Back off, Pierre.
Oh, you know, I see my friends over there. Why don't we join them?
Hey, I still don't understand why I have to get involved in their relationship.
Again, because you love me, and the sooner we break them up, the sooner you get to the game.
Their history.
Roxy, hey. Hi, Peter. What a coincidence. Mind if we join you?
Well, actually,
you know, we were going to get our own table, but it is so much more fun to hang out in a group, you know? Romantic dinners for two can be so boring.
What are you talking about? You and Josh go out for romantic dinners all the time.
Yeah, but we don't enjoy it.
What do you mean we don't enjoy it?
I mean, we don't enjoy it as much as if we were out with a big group of people cheering, waving big foam body parts. You know, college is a time when you should meet lots of people, not get too serious. Right, Josh?
Right. Yeah, otherwise you're just like some old married couple. Hey, Edna, pass the cream.
Cream? With your cholesterol?
I don't want to date other people. I like Roxy.
And I like Peter.
And I like Sabrina. But I like other women, too. Lots of them. And I'd like to date them. All of them.
You would?
Of course. Hey, I saw this gorgeous redhead in the quad the other day.
What redhead?
Well, I don't know her name, but she had this amazing smile and legs that went on for days.
You know, we were supposed to be breaking them up, not us.
I'm just agreeing with your idea that guys our age shouldn't tie themselves down, right, Peter?
Right, they're gone. Now we're really in big trouble.
Yeah, you're not kidding. We got stuck with the bill. Check, please.
Roxy, there you are. Listen, I really have to talk to you about Peter. I mean, I know you like him, but he's all wrong for you. He's weird. He's out there.
He's my fiancé.
I don't believe it.
Neither did I. Who would have thought I'd be the first one in this house to get engaged?
Well, you're too young to get married. You're still in college.
And I can stay in college. Hey, you're happy for me, right?
Well, I do feel like crying. Congratulations.
I'm going upstairs. Morgan wants to take a closer look through her jeweler's loop. She's praying it's cubic zirconium.
I sure hope my aunts are still up. Aunt Irma!
Hello, dear. I just thought I'd pop in and see how you were doing with Peter.
Peter? Very well. I was just with him at dinner.
Well, I was talking to his mother, and she told me that he's been spending all his time in the mortal realm, and he told her that he'd met a very special woman.
Oh, he has.
Don't brag, dear.
I'm not believing.
I presume I'll be hearing wedding bells soon?
It's been discussed.
Oh, happy day. Oh, I knew the two of you would be perfect together. Two great witch families united.
Yeah, a dream come true. But just out of curiosity, what if Peter fell out of love with me and decided to marry someone else? Say, a mortal?
If Peter were to marry a mortal, I would banish him, and he would never see his mortal bride again. And I would condemn her to a life of misery. But we don't have to worry about that, do we, dear? Because Peter's marrying you.
Hey, Hilda and Zelda. Oh, I've got the worst news. Roxy and Peter are engaged.
As bad as that news is, I believe your Aunt Zelda can trump that.
Oh, no. It says I'm marrying Peter at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and I had to choose my entree by 4 o'clock yesterday.
On the bright side, you're registered at Bed Bath and Way Beyond.
How could you let this happen?
Honey, it took us by total surprise. The invitation came from Aunt Irma. She must have heard that Peter got engaged and assumed you were the bride.
I can't be a bride. A, I don't love the groom. And B, I don't have a dress.
How would you feel about me officiating? I am an ordained minister of the Nine Lives Universal Church.
Salem, there isn't going to be any wedding. Peter doesn't want to marry me any more than I want to marry him.
Then why is he having a bachelor party tonight?
A bachelor party?
At the Other Realm Hooters.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I was invited, but I blew it off.
You had a chance to go to Hooters and you blew it off?
The Other Realm Hooters isn't nearly as popular as the ones here.
Why not?
She tells me she ain't never felt nothing like this. That one in a million. We're two of a kind. I was born to be her. She was made to be mine. No, there ain't another like her, and I can't believe that her soul and mine were meant to be. She flew in first class straight from heaven above. I gotta say, she's just like custom made.
Petey boy, your single days you will forsake. Wait, you see what jumps out of this cake. Hey, you're not an owl.
Excuse me, I need some private time with the groom. Look, why are you having a bachelor party? I'm not marrying you on Saturday.
I know that. I'm marrying Roxy.
Does Aunt Irma know that?
No.
Does Roxy know that?
No. Well, I thought I'd break the news to him right after the party.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over big. Look, Aunt Irma told me that if you marry a mortal, she'll banish you and make Roxy miserable forever.
Well, that's because she hasn't met Roxy. Once Irma gets to know her, she's gonna fall in love with her just like I did.
All right, lay off the owl juice, buddy. It ain't gonna happen. Besides, you can't just tell Roxy you're a witch and expect her to roll with it.
Well, there's only one way to find out. I'll go tell her right now.
No, wait. I can't let you talk to Roxy.
Why not?
Because in the mortal realm, once you get engaged, you can't see the bride or talk to her until the wedding.
But doesn't she have to know when the wedding is?
Yeah, but that's the bridesmaid's job, and that's me.
What about telling her I'm a witch?
Again, the bridesmaid.
Well, how's she gonna get to the
other realm? Again, that's my responsibility, along with the flowers and the finger food for the reception.
Boy, the bridesmaids really have a lot to do.
Yeah, I know. And we have to do it all while wearing a really ugly dress.
Peter, get away from her. It's time for your flap dance.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't you mean lap dance?
No.
See why this isn't quite as popular as the Hooters back home.
Oh.
Miles, what are you doing?
Oh, thank God you're home. My hamstring has been stuck in this position for 3 hours.
Miles, could you stop the groaning? It's getting annoying.
Roxy, you were here? How come you didn't come out to help me?
I just thought you were talking to your mother. Sabrina, does Peter have a cell phone? I tried calling him at home, but I got this weird recording. Oh, must be something with the switchboard. It's probably nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, I may have something to worry about. Not being able to have children.
You know, not only can I not reach him, but I realized I have no idea where he lives. Let's examine that. You're engaged to this guy, yet you have no idea where he lives. Does that tell you something? I must really love him. Not the answer I was going for. Guys, hurry up. We don't want to be late for Roxy and Peter's wedding.
How did you ever get everyone to agree to this?
Well, Roxy and Peter are madly in love, so that was easy.
How did you convince Aunt Irma?
It was a snap. I am her favorite niece.
I am her favorite niece.
2 minutes before the wedding, perfect timing. We can get to our seats without having to make small talk with that evil Aunt Irma.
Hilda, Zelda. Always bridesmaids, never brides. Actually, not even bridesmaids this time.
Nice to see you, too.
Well, it's a glorious day, and I can't think of a more perfect match for Peter than our Sabrina.
Sabrina? You mean Roxy.
Roxy? Is that Sabrina's nickname?
Yes. Yes. We gave her that name because, as a child, she used to play with rocks.
I always forget how dim you are.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Sabrina, trouble. Aunt Irma still thinks you're the one marrying Peter.
I know, but I've got it all under control.
Tell the truth. You never really told her, did you?
I thought you were her favorite niece.
Don't worry. The ceremony's gonna be beautiful and everybody will be moved to tears. Then Aunt Irma will see how madly in love the bride and groom are and she'll melt.
Or she could have a fit and start throwing thunderbolts.
And with the amount of hairspray I have on, I could go up like a Roman candle.
Well, just keep Aunt Irma away from here while I help Roxy get dressed.
Oh, you think Sabrina's plan will work?
Absolutely. Let's run while I've still got hair.
Friends, witches, trolls. We are gathered here to witness the joining of two powerful witch families, which I, in my infinite wisdom, have brought together.
Interesting choice. I guess there's no law that says the father has to give the bride away.
Unless that is Roxy's father. What? Here she comes from a very strange family.
You are about to witness a special kind of other realm wedding. The young couple asked to write their own vows.
Oh, how beautiful.
But I vetoed that. We shall start with the traditional drinking of the Passion Ambrosia. Peter, lift the bride's veil.
We thought we'd wait to the end of the ceremony to do that.
Nonsense. Here, let me help you.
No, that's not necessary.
Silence. Lift the veil.
Oh, my God, Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Well, of course it's Sabrina. Whom were you expecting?
Yes, whom were you expecting? All right, Aunt Irma, marry us already.
What's going on?
Sabrina, I'm not going to marry you. I don't love you.
Well, I don't love you either. No marriage is perfect. Moving along, I do.
But I love Roxy.
This is Roxy. She played with Rox.
What? Look, Peter, if you love Roxy, you have to marry me.
Honey, what are you talking about?
If Peter marries a mortal, Aunt Irma said she'd make that mortal miserable for the rest of her life, and Peter would never see her again. I can't let that happen to Roxy, so I'm taking her place instead.
Sabrina, why didn't you tell us?
Because I knew you'd try to stop me.
You were willing to sacrifice your own happiness to save a friend.
There's no other way.
Oh, that is so touching. Now, where was I? Dearly beloved.
Aunt Irma, how could you let Sabrina go through with this?
Marry someone she doesn't love and make these two young people miserable for the rest of their lives?
Silence! I suppose even though their misery could bring me untold happiness, I must call off this union of holy matrimony. And I'm through wasting my time and energies being a matchmaker.
Hear, hear!
Alden, if you could get a little meat on your bones, I could fix you up with a really cute cyclops.
Keep an eye out for me. I know. Silence.
You know, I just want to thank you for what you did for Roxy. You are a really good friend.
Hey, any decent person would go behind her best friend's back and marry her fiancé.
Well, I'm just glad that Roxy and I get to be together again.
Me too. You know, I know it's none of my business, but I would recommend slowing down a little bit. Peter, where have you been?
It's a long story.
How could you disappear for a whole weekend and not call me? I had no way to get in touch with you. I don't have your home phone number. I don't know where you live. And now that I've had a weekend to think about it, I realized I don't know anything about you. For example, where'd you grow up?
You might not want to hit him with the tough questions right out of the gate.
What's so tough about that? Are you from Jersey or something?
There are going to be a lot of tough questions along the way.
What are you talking about? And how come you're just standing there not saying anything?
You know what? I think I'm going to go wash my hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm not saying anything because I'm still trying to figure out how to answer.
Great. Another guy with communication problems.
Now, look, I want to open up. Maybe if we slow down eventually, I'll be able to.
Sabrina was right. I guess we shouldn't have gotten so serious so fast.
Probably not, but you know what? I'm going to put this in a safe place and maybe we can just start all over.
I'd like that.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't grow up in Jersey.
Well, that's a start.
You free on Friday?
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
Anywhere but Umberto's. I didn't pay the check.
Yeah, you did, and you left a really nice tip, too.
Okay, I've got my first recital on Tuesday, and I just want to run through my routine and get your honest opinion. What do you think? Honestly.
Honestly? I think you're a man of many talents, but dance is not one of them.
I'd like to see you do better. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Well, I'll try. Right. It's not as easy as it looks.
I'm hanging up my tights. Actually, Roxy's tights.